Here we go.
Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
The spiritual heart of Paris awakens. Notre Dame hosts first Mass since 2019 fire by Thomas Adamson and Sylvie Corbett, published December 8, 2024 in the Associated Press.
Notre Dame Cathedral, its air thick with the smell of incense, hosted its first Mass on Sunday since the catastrophic fire of 2019, a moment that transcended religious significance to become a powerful symbol of Paris's resilience.
Beneath the glow of traditional chandeliers and modern spotlights, which illuminated its intricately carved stonework, the cathedral emerged reborn, its grandeur restored after 5 years of reconstruction.
For Catholics, it marks the revival of the city's spiritual heart, a place where faith has been nurtured for centuries. For the world, it signifies the rebirth of one of Global Heritage's most famous landmarks.
The event was both solemn and historic.
Later Sunday, the cathedral opened its doors to members of the public who secured reservations last week for the first fully public Mass.
With its spire once again piercing the Parisian sky, Notre Dame is poised to reclaim its role as a global beacon of faith and art.
And now, here is A Good Day for Notre Dame, written by Ed Malin, directed by Peter Coleman. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, December 13th,
2024.
Bonjour et bienvenue.
Honey, what is she saying?
I don't know.
Hey, you are Americans. Oh, okay. Welcome to the Cathedral of Notre Dame de Paris.
Thanks, lady. Is this Notre Dame?
Yes. You are standing in the biggest church in Paris. We're about to reopen to the public. We had some restorations, you see.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I was hoping we could see your version of Notre Dame. Mm.
Theirs is nothing like ours. Well, that's what I heard.
Are we allowed to visit today?
Yes, because Mass is over.
Because what now?
Do you ever go to church?
Well, no, not really. We're egalitarians.
Episcopalians. Yeah.
That's us, but everyone in our family went to Notre Dame, and that's what matters to us.
What is this thing you're talking about?
Oh, it's a school in Indiana. Oh.
But the thing everyone actually does there is football, not studying.
That makes complete sense. Please come this way. I will give you a tour of the cathedral.
Thank you.
Our church was first built in 1170 minus 10, 1160. After we were damaged by a fire, we rebuilt for 5 years and just reopened.
Well, how many people can you seat here?
We can comfortably have 9,000 people.
See, I told you.
Come on, 9,000 is a lot in a country where religious attendance has gone to shit.
He made a bet, and he's going to tell you a lot of statistics now. Be ready.
Yes, it's mansplaining, huh?
Oh. By the way, so we call it a stadium, not a cathedral.
Oh.
Because it's built a little different from yours. So at our Notre Dame, we can see 80,000 spectators.
Forgive me, it seems that some of them are for your team and some of them are for the other team.
And it's usually sold out, unlike here.
Maybe our problem is finding 9,000 people on a Sunday morning who oppose the devil, Antichrist, and all that stuff.
Dona eis requiem.
It sure smells nice in here, like potpourri.
Oh, yes, yes. See that man there in the big hat? He scatters fragrance while walking around with the censer.
I told you, honey, they got censorship here.
It's not the same thing.
I bet this guide lady is actually with Antifa.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Please, follow me up the aisle here.
Okay, can I just ask if we can take a picture at the 50-yard line?
What is this yard line?
I see the setup you have here. So these benches are in the way, but they clearly mark 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards, 40 yards, and 50 yards. You take them out when you play, right?
You think this is a stadium? This is not a stadium. It's a church. C-H-U-R-C-H.
Jesu Domine. Dona eis requiem.
Yours is 142.17 yards down this aisle. Now, ours in Indiana is 120 yards just down the aisle.
I don't give two shits about the game you play with all your helmets. Can you focus on the tour? We have a lovely rose window and all sorts of exciting parables. You see, look at that.
I'm doing it. I am going to steal this guy's incense thing and run down the aisle for a touchdown.
Put down that censer. It dates back to 1869.
Who's going to make me?
Stop that man!
I will resist with all the satanic power of the National College Athletic Association.
But who are you really?
I come from Indiana, and I represent the Fighting Irish. Inside, I'm a little green demon that loves conflict. If I'm not fighting, I'm not happy.
Did you know about this?
No!
But this does explain how much he overcompensates for everything.
Then you leave me no choice. In the name of all that's holy, I command you, demon, not to fight any longer. Not to fight Stanford, not to fight USC, not even to fight the Fighting Irish, for we all have our demons. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Camembert.
I'm almost there. 10 yards to go.
Peace! Be still.
I can't go any further.
Well, that was disappointing.
I hereby exorcise you. Seeing as you have gotten so much exercise right now anyway.
Honey, are you okay?
Where am I?
Here. I bought you some communion wine. You're going to need it.
I can't remember how I got here.
It's okay. Just kneel and repeat with me. Le Beaujolais nouveau est arrivé.
Le Beaujolais nouveau est arrivé.
Now drink. And open your eyes to French culture.
Pie Jesu Domine, dona eis requiem.
This has been A Good Day for Notre Dame, written by Ed Mailey, directed by Peter Coleman, featuring Carrie Bond, Sherry Hazlett, and Abhirami Rao, with live sound by the director. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, December 13th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. Like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook. And you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.